لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد فبسم الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Indeed, our praise and thanks be to Allah and peace and blessings be upon His Messenger. Proceeding to the video, we begin with Allah's name Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, so peace be upon you, welcome and greetings. We just concluded the Salah, so now we're going to go into what we say after Salah. One of the most common things is that we say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar. So again, Subhanallah, Allah is far beyond our comprehension, He's free of imperfections, we've covered this. So Subhanallah, 33 times. Alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks are for Allah, or due to Allah, 33 times. And Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater than, 33 times. Remember, linguistically, in the literal translation, Allahu Akbar literally means Allah is greater than. Generally translated as greatest is the greatest, but that's a proper definition, but it's just defined or translated that way. It's a proper translation, but it's only translated that way to make us understand. This is the form of the Arabic, and it's one of, you can't really translate it completely, but with an explanation, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, it should help. Allah is greater than. So, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 33 times. You conclude that by saying La ilaha illallah. So over here, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. There is no God, there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone. He has no partner and no partners. He's in no partnership. To Him belongs the kingdom, and to Him belongs the praise and the thanks. And He is upon everything, all-capable, all-powerful. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He is over everything competent. He is able to do whatever He wants. قَدِيرٍ, and He is powerful enough. He can do upon something whatever He wants to. And as we know in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when He wants a thing, He says, be and it is. Also, it's reported that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't get up from salah until he seeks istighfar 3 times. And then recites a dua. So alternatively, we might say Astaghfirullah 3 times, which means I seek the forgiveness of Allah. Sometimes some people's culture is like, if they see something like weird or something like that, I'll say Astaghfirullah, and then that catches on to the kids. Sometimes I ask kids, hey, what does Astaghfirullah mean? When they say that, they don't know. So it's a form of istighfar. We shouldn't take it lightly. It's Astaghfirullah, I seek the forgiveness of Allah 3 times, and then the dua, which is reported the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, is Allahumma anta salamu wa minka salamu tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Or ya ikram. Okay, so for what we go there is, O Allah, you are peace, peace comes from you. Blessed are you, O possessor of majesty and honor, O owner of majesty and honor. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Owner, possessor of majesty and honor. So, for example, after your fard salah, after your obligatory salah, you might say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar 33 times. And an hour before that, you can say Astaghfirullah 3 times in this dua. Then you say Subhanallah 33, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 33 times. And then you can say, finish up with La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. So, and then a tip. If you want to, you can say 33 times, you can say the same things, like Subhanallah 33 times, etc., after your sunnah or nawafil. But if you're not in that habit, and if you only feel like doing it after fard for some reason, at least try to do it 10 times. So Subhanallah 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, Allahu Akbar 10 times. If you can go for 33, that's even better, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, and this is after the sunnah and nawafil. And before we conclude the video, one more dua, which really appeals to me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min salati la tanfa'. Oh Allah, indeed I seek refuge with you from my salah that is of no benefit. And it is reported the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua, and it's reported in Sunan Abi Dawud, and it is sahih. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min salati la tanfa'. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from a salah that is of no benefit. So we'll conclude the videos here, inshallah, and we'll conclude the salah, hopefully, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Anything, the salah and the wordings became clear on the pronunciation and also the meanings of what we say in salah. So hopefully, inshallah, this will help us develop a little bit more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever was good in this video series was from Allah. Whatever was bad or a mistake was from my part. I ask Allah to forgive me, and I ask you to ask Allah to forgive me, and I ask you to forgive me, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. الله تعالى. So we'll conclude the video now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.